This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. 855-993-7569. Okay, I have... it's actually not a confession. It's just a piece of information for you. We've never replayed a It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And we made an exception today for, and it's probably a one-time deal. Well, it may not be a one-time deal, but this week was the week we talked about two players in the Major League Baseball who got actually not only beamed but killed by pitchers, by fastballs. And because I'd done an interview with the director of the guy who did fastball, who's talking about how fast the ball is thrown and how you measure it and the competition about it. And I thought, wow. And it's on the trending list on Netflix as well. And I thought, you know what? It's the end of the baseball, or approaching the end of the baseball season and approaching Labor Day. And so we're actually going to do that again today, which it's the first time I've done it. And the only reason I'm doing it is because there's a reason to do it. So I'm just telling you about that if you're a baseball fan, that you may want to stay tuned for it. And if you've already heard it, then you can sort of anticipate the questions I'm going to ask and feel really smart. Okay, so that was number one. Number two is I did movie reviews yesterday, and I didn't mention it because I knew I was going to see it last night. But there was one movie that opens this weekend that I hadn't seen because I saw it last night, and I just thought I would give you a quick heads up about it, or heads down about it, depending on how you feel about it. I was just telling Blake about it, because Blake is my computer guy and my kind of gamer guy. And there's Final Fantasy 15, which comes out, I think, in 2 weeks, is apparently the nirvana for gamers. Is that more or less an accurate description, Blake?
I mean, Final Fantasy has been going on for like a decade now. It's been a huge series. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is a movie that was put out ahead of the game being released. And I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know what it was. I could vaguely spell it, although I wasn't sure I could pronounce it. And I actually took a friend to it, and it was the premiere, which premieres are pain in the neck. So the director was there. Now, understand, I know nothing about this. And they bring up the director, and he's Japanese and doesn't speaks two words of English. He can say hello. I mean, like I can say three words in Japanese. He could say three words in English. And so my first thought, and Aaron Paul, who my friend that I took to, is a fan who sat right behind us. So she thought that was great. And so I'm thinking, they were going to have a Q&A afterwards, and I thought, how does a director who speaks no English direct actors who speak no Japanese? Well, you guys can all see this who know what Kingsglaive is about, which is it's a game. So I look 3 minutes into the screening, I turn to my friend and say, "We're inside a video game," and that's exactly what it is. And so it's either fascinating or creepy, depending on what your point of view is, because the voice talents are terrific. It's Lena Headey and Aaron Paul, one of whom I guess is in Games of Thrones, and the other is in Breaking Bad. So they're high, you know, they're accomplished actors. And the thing looks fantastic. I mean, the level of detail and the costumes and the architecture and the lighting and the cars. Although everybody in the future is driving Porsches, which isn't terribly, I mean, I'm with them, but still. And they're not auto-driven. They're, you know, you have to drive them. And so, but everybody's mouth moves exactly the same. And they move in kind of, it's not even jerky movements, it's just clearly not very human movements. And they have demons, and it's vaguely Shakespearean. You've got one group of people who, Sean Bean is the king. He's King Regis. which means king, but nevertheless. And he has all his powers from crystals, and then he keeps them in this the king's glaive is actually like a bubble, like a that's crystal or something, and keeps the bad guys who are from Niflheim or some said. I mean, I don't even know why I'm bothered explaining this to you, because you either already know all this and I'm undoubtedly mispronouncing, or you couldn't care less. So, but the point, the reason to see this, first of all, if you are a gamer, you're probably going to love this. If you're not, if you're just going to see a movie, don't bother, because you can't follow the plot and it's very dark. But if you're a 14-year-old boy, this is your movie, babes. Because for the first time, I understood the appeal of gaming. And now this isn't even interactive, but how things jump around and how you shoot things down and the explosions and the driving the car fast and the saving the princess and the betrayals. And I mean, it's very Shakespearean if you could follow the plot, which, of course, you cannot. They just have 15,000 characters. But if you've ever wondered what the appeal is of a video game, well, I was one of the original people who loved Pole Position because I like driving fast, which is very hard to find anymore because all of them are shooting people and shooting aliens and blowing things up. With Pole Position, all you do is crash into things, which I thought was really fun. Although I also will admit I was the person who went to... It was. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Before it was Allegheny Airlines. Before they changed their name, and they sent me to the flight school in Pittsburgh, and I got to fly the flight simulator, and they were really unhappy with me because I buzzed the Holiday Inn sign, which apparently you're not supposed to do. This was a multi-million dollar simulator, and I'm buzzing. They didn't ask me back for some unbeknownst reason. All right, so that was number two. Number three is I was just sort of being with Blake saying that I had a 9 o'clock breakfast meeting, and there was a full moon last night. I never sleep very well when it's a full moon. I don't know. And so it's up messing with the clock, and the next thing I know, my clock is chiming 9 o'clock. I was up, showered, dressed, and vague war paint on, makeup, and downstairs in 9 minutes. And I thought about lying about it. I thought about saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I had to take a phone call, or I've got a family crisis. And I'm sure I still had pillow marks on my face. I said, I overslept, so sorry. And they said, oh, no, you're only, you know, you're 10 minutes late. And I said, yeah, but I'm never late. And they said, well, everybody else is. So that was my... All right, so I'm taking a deep cleansing breath and understanding it's root beer float day, which are known as black cows. I guess they're called black cows because black cows aren't completely black, and you put vanilla ice cream on the top of them. And so it's black and then root beer color. Have you ever do you eat black cows?
Root beer floats? I've partaken in a few root
they're
beer
delicious.
Floats. They're all right.
You can also make them with Coke, with Coca-Cola.
That's my preference.
Yeah. No, I actually kind of like the root beer thing. It's National Men's Grooming Day. Do not try drinking a black cow when you're using gel on your hair. Do not do it. It's not a good idea. It's National Sandcastle and Sculpture Day, which you should be doing with sunblock, but not on your hair. Most importantly, it's World Humanitarian Day. I don't know why they'd pick it on this particular day in this particular month, but maybe because it's the time we need it. And it's World Photo Day, which every day is World Photo Day now that people have cell phones, right?
Right.
I mean, the idea of... I mean, do you realize how much the world has changed and how much... I mean, the whole thing about body cams and whatever, and
oh, yeah,
the whole thing about the Rio... Did you know the Rio thing is now... The government is saying we're going to charge these guys?
Yeah, I was hearing about that.
I don't think they're wrong.
Charges? No, not at all.
If that happened in the United States, lying to a police officer is perjury. I mean, Martha went to jail. She lied to the feds, but...
Defamation of character, too, probably.
You know, let's put up, what would you do with the Rio swimmers, if we're up to you? Let's put that up on Facebook and see what whether people are being magnanimous or a little vengeful.
Will do.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Do remind yourself that it's a little bit shorter program today because we're talking about fastballs, which are lethal. I mean, they're at over 100 miles an hour. Getting hit with anything at 100 miles an hour, getting hit with a feather at 100 miles an hour is going to make a dent. So I think you'll get a kick out of it. I did. And we know that. Listen, I figure if I like it, that you'll likely like it. And if I can keep my crew entertained, then I figured I've got a chance at keeping the rest of you entertained. That's my job, to keep my crew entertained, because they're my litmus paper. Because I get entertained easily. Okay. Well, that's not completely true. If something gets repetitive and boring, then I sort of... It's one of the reasons I try and keep the program fresh. It's not only for you guys, but for me. Okay. On this day in 1692, this is a piece of trivia I'll bet you guys didn't know. The Salem Witch Trials in Massachusetts. Five people were executed, accused of witchcraft. How many of them were women? How many of them were men? If you already peeked, you're not allowed to guess, Blake. Did you already look?
No, I'm going to say 4-1, or all of them were women.
That's what everybody would assume. It's actually one woman and four men.
Oh.
I didn't know that either. Because it's always held up as the anti-feminism, the fact that America has always been an anti-woman country and continues to be. But it was actually one woman, four men. I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So you guys are equal opportunity witches, except I think we call you warlocks. All right, 1782, the Battle of Blue Licks. I've never forgotten that French Lick, Indiana. His name just went out of the Celtic, the big guy. His name just went out of my head. Who was the guy who played for the Boston Celtics? Who was Larry Bird? I got it. It just took me a moment. Sometimes my brain is a little slower. I got up late. Sorry. I was always talking about black cows and white cows. Alrighty. Blue Licks, which is not the same as French Lick, Indiana. The Blue Lick was the last major engagement of the war, 10 months after the surrender of Charles Cornwallis following the siege of Yorktown. Now, I have to remember that we've declared independence in 1776, so this is 6 years later. And as I'm reading this book about the American independence, Cornwallis is a pretty sympathetic figure, even though he was on the other side. But he was trying to deal with the egos of the British and all the foreign people who decided that they wanted to run the war, and people who thought Washington was an idiot. Washington was a very unpopular general for the first half until he didn't actually beat Burgoyne, until about 1779, when the tide of the war changed. They didn't have, guys had no muskets, they had no food, they had no clothing, they had no shoes. From Valley Forge on, Washington was viewed as a reasonable general, but before then he was viewed as someone who was incompetent, and he never took the British on, because he had 3,000 soldiers till they're like 20,000. So but think about this, was 10 months, almost a year after the surrender, they're still fighting. No cell phones. And on this day in 1812, the USS Constitution defeats the British frigate HMS Guerrier off the coast of Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia, I was talking about that today. Nova Scotia is a fascinating place to go to if you want to see the transition between Europe and the New World. And guess what? The USS Constitution, because they defeated the British frigate, was called Old Ironsides on this day. In 1895, on this day, John Wesley Hardin was an outlaw, was killed by an off-duty policeman in El Paso, Texas. The first automobile race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway occurred on this day in 1909. A Need for Speed. Yay. On this day in 1934, the first All-American Soap Box Derby was held in Dayton, Ohio. Did you ever do Soap Box Derby?
No, I have not, actually. I never
did. That you built your own and they with bicycle wheels? And
yeah, I never did that.
I wonder if it still exists. I'll check in a minute. On this day in 1934... the German referendum of 1934, strangely enough, approves Hitler's appointment as head of the state with the title of Führer, by promising full employment, is what he did, in a war-torn Germany, especially humiliated after World War I. The 2nd Canadian Infantry Division on 1942 leads an amphibious assault in France and fails. The operation was intended to develop and try new amphibious landing tactics for the coming full invasion in Normandy. So they learned what not to do 2 years later. In 1944, Paris was liberated with the help of the Allied troops. The Sputnik program on this day launched, it wasn't in 1960, launched two dogs, Bilka and Strilka, 40 mice, two rats, and a variety of plants into space. On this day in 89, they actually did a movie about this. Radio Caroline, the offshore pirate station in the North Sea, was raided. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's called Pirate Radio.
Yeah, is that the one with what's-his-face who died of an overdose?
Everybody died of a pollution.
What's his name? He was in, like, The Hunger Games and... I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. But yeah, I've
not seen
Heath
Ledger. I don't think. I thought Bill Nye was in that one, but well, I'll look it up in a minute. I can't both Google and sort of hang on these at the same time. But I'll check it out. But it was actually a fun movie, and they the idea of a pirate radio station. The beginning of the Berlin Wall, the fall of the Berlin Wall started on this day in 1989. Several hundred East Germans crossed the frontier during the Pan-European picnic. So this is a day of revolution to a certain extent. On this day in 91, President Mikhail Gorbachev was placed under house arrest. And on this day also in 91, the Crown Heights riot. Hasidic Jews were targeted on the streets of Crown Heights. Three days after two black children were hit by a car driven by a Hasidic man. On this day in 1999, tens of thousands of Serbians rallied to demand the resignation of Milosevic. Let's see, what else? It's a day. August is a strange month of sort of changing tides. On this day in 2010, Operation Iraqi Freedom ended. There were a bunch of bombings this day. A storm in Ontario with tornadoes. I mean, you got to beware of August. I know people say beware the Ides of March. I think beware the month of August. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brianna. Okay, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I have a question. My fiancé and I just got engaged over the summer, and he didn't have a ring.
Okay.
And I didn't think so much of it because it was very out of the blue. It was very just spontaneous, so it was very sweet. But I thought that a ring would soon follow, but it hasn't. And I've brought it up to him, and he makes me feel kind of greedy. And I'm like, well, you know, I want a ring. And then he'll make comments, oh, well, I'll make sure it's a real big one for you, too. Like, I'm crazy for it.
Whoa, wait a minute. Let's take a deep breath here for a minute. How old are you?
22.
And how old is he?
24.
How long have you known each other?
We've been pretty much together for 6 years.
Wow, since you were 16?
Yeah.
Do the two of you live together?
Yes, we've lived together for a year now.
Do you have kids?
No.
Good. Okay, do you work outside the home?
Well, I go to medical school.
Okay.
So I'm really busy with school, and I teach piano lessons part-time.
Okay. And what does he do?
Well, this is part of the problem. He got arrested a year ago, and he had a lot of fines he had to pay, and he got into a...
What was he arrested for?
Selling marijuana.
Oh, dear. What, does he have a job?
He didn't have a job at the time. He quit his job and was just selling. Then he got caught. And then he just lived, I kept trying to get him a job, and he just lived off the money he had in the bank for a while and was just depressed. I couldn't get him out of bed.
Has he graduated high school?
Yes, he also has an associate's degree.
And you're going to be a physician?
A surgeon.
Honey, we have some other issues here, other than the ring. So he got busted for dealing. Did he go to prison?
No, he paid a lot of fines.
So does he have a job now?
Well, then he got just any sort of job that
right.
he doesn't take seriously.
Right.
And that gets me really annoyed.
Yeah.
Because he'll just oversleep. He
Darling, listen, you and I need to talk about a bunch of things, all right? Let's talk about the ring to start with, because I know that's what's uppermost in your mind. I am one of those people who thinks that if you have, both of you have scads of cash sitting around, that a ring is kind of symbolic, yada yada. Although if you go see the movie Blood Diamond, you'll probably think twice about at least a diamond, because as they say in the movie, that poor people in countries that have any natural resources end up being slaves, whether it's coffee or diamonds or whatever.
I told them I don't even need a real diamond. I said, that's something that could be replaced later down the line. I just want that sign of commitment.
Fair enough. Okay, so good for you. Because I hear kids who have, you know, that they're basically, a ring could be a down payment on a house. And if you have scads of cash and you've just won the lottery, buy a ring if you want to. But I think if you don't, that there are better uses, especially for a young couple starting out. So let's put aside, let's maybe look for an antique ring or maybe a pretty one that doesn't have a stone in it or something other than a diamond or yada yada. And I think the two of you are allowed to shop for that together to figure out a budget and talk about it together. Or if what you're looking for is a commitment, there may be something else But let's put that aside temporarily, because it sounds to me that you're relatively sane about that one. But let's look at some larger issues here, honey, because you're talking about completely different worldviews. That you're going to be a surgeon, and he's going to be a felon? I mean, and I know you love this guy, and I know you've been with him since you were 16 and 18, but I think at some point you need to look at whether or not you're looking at who he is now and who both of you are going to be in 5 years, as opposed to who each of you were 5 years ago. Because it sounds like he was your first boyfriend, he was older, wiser, he was cool. But the two of you, you're an ambitious woman who's going to be a surgeon. He's a guy who sleeps late and sort of has an associate degree and will be flipping burgers, if that. I mean, is that something that the two of you are really going to tolerate, okay? And the ring at this moment is just the place that all of those discrepancies have come to light. That you're saying, I want us to be a traditional relationship, and he's saying, without you even hearing it or him necessarily even knowing, saying it, I can't do traditional with you. I can't be as smart as you are. I can't be as educated as you are. I'm not going to have the earning power that you have. And I think his dealing drugs, believe it or not, was really an attempt to do one of two things, and maybe both at the same time, to either take the easy way out because he doesn't have anything better, or to find some way of feeling like there was something substantial that he could offer you. Because I think this guy understands that he's outclassed, that you're smarter than he is, you're more ambitious than he is, you're more educated than he is, you're going to make more money than he does, you're going to have a different kind of social life than he's able to provide, and that the goodies that are provided in your life as you go on are going to be provided by you, not him. And my guess is he's not stupid, and he's already begun to understand that. And I think the two of you, rather than just sort of shoving the 800-pound gorilla underneath the jewelry box, need to look at what we both want for ourselves in this life. You cannot nag him into being ambitious.
A lot of this hasn't bothered me before, because I always figured, well, I'm independent. I don't want a man that can take care of me anyway. I work very hard for where I am.
I got it. But, honey, this isn't. You didn't hear me say that you were going to have problems with it. You heard me say he was going to have problems with it.
See, now I'm the one having problems with it.
Well, I think you're both. Honey, I think you're both having trouble with it.
I feel like the ring didn't bother me until I saw him going to Atlantic City and gambling. And I'm like, well, now if you.
Brianna, let me tell you why he went to Atlantic City to gamble. He did it for two reasons. One is he did it to prove to you that you can't push him around, which is going to be one of the themes of your relationship if you're not careful. And the other was he thought, if I win big, I can go buy her a ring.
I don't feel that. I feel that if he would have won the money, it would have gone to something else.
Brianne, the point is that nobody ever wins big gambling. So that's why banks and gambling casinos are big, fancy buildings, not because they lose money all the time. It's because they take people's money all the time. Honey, I think you have some serious thinking to do about what this relationship is going to look like.
But do you think it's right for me to want to end the relationship because of money, because he doesn't have money?
Brianne, it's not. I just spent 7 minutes explaining to you why this has nothing to do with money.
I know, because it's his ambitions. And
Brianne, you're different people. You need to look at that. It's not about the ring. The ring is symbolic not only to other people. I mean, the symbol that you want, which is commitment, but it's symbolic between the two of you of what you want, what he can provide, what tradition means. You need to look at that, Cookie. Both of you are raised in a society that has different expectations about men and women. The two of you, because you care about each other, need to sit down and talk about it, not about the stupid ring. And not even about money, but about what both of you want. Who's going to take care of the kids? What happens when his, you know, that he's basically got he's got an associate's degree. You're going to be a surgeon. You're going to spend the next X number of years finishing college, then you're going to go to medical school, then you're going to go into an internship. Then, I mean, you're talking about very different lifestyles. And I think the two of you need to sit down and talk about that and not have an artificial commitment at this moment, all right? It's not about the ring. It's about who both of you are and who both of you are going to be and whether that's compatible with one another.
And if you don't have the symbol of commitment, then you, from both of your points of view, you're saying, well, he's really not completely committed to me. You're probably right, that it's not only the money, it's not only the difference in education, but he's not a stupid person, and the two of you love each other. But understand that people are put in our lives for a reason, a season, or forever. And both of you are assuming at this moment it's a forever. And it may not be. It may be that you'll always be each other's first love, that he is part of who has enabled you to feel secure enough to go and pursue this really time-consuming, expensive, and lofty goal of being a surgeon. It may be that you've always made him feel that he was particularly wonderful and sexy and supportive. But sometimes that when we find somebody early enough in our life, it's one of the reasons we don't really encourage people in the society to marry very young or to have kids very young, is people diverge. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just that they become different people. And you're the go-getter. He's the one who wants to sleep late and work is okay, but his friends are really important and he's easy to get along with and you're probably not quite as easy to get along with. And it may have been that you're the one who says, wait a minute, what's going on here? Okay, so we're engaged, so this is exciting, ring. And then he's saying, oh my gosh, we're not talking about being sexy with each other. We're not talking about showing each other off. We're not showing about hanging out at the clubs. We're talking about the fact she's going to be in school for the next 400 years, that, you know, I have an associate's degree. She's, you know, I'm going to be paying for all this. Who takes care of the kids? And the ring has become symbolic, which it already was. Rings are always symbolic. But it has become even more fraught with symbolism because the two of you are on such different paths. So instead of being angry about the ring, talk about where both of you want to be in 5 years. And instead of saying, well, I want to be with you, the two of you love each other. But the question is, can you put together an adult life together? And that's what you have to figure out at this moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. I thought what we would do here, you guys still have not put together my You've Got Mail.
I'm almost done with it, I promise.
All right, really?
Yeah, I have the music bed. I just need to finish up the little script and record
it. So you think maybe next week sometime?
Yeah, should be ready someday next week.
Whoa, a little before Labor Day present. Well, think of it this way, Labor Day, and then you'll give birth.
There we go.
You'll be the first man who's ever gone through labor and given birth. Well, we'll make the Guinness Book of World Records. All right, let's do an email here, yes?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
We have one here from Francesca. Francesca says, "For years I have withstood my daughter's verbal barbs. She seems to take everything I say as a personal affront. I have over the years suggested we have issues and suggested counseling. but she is not interested. She is critical of others, but I am her biggest target. Recently, after another snide remark, I left in a huff and then wrote a letter talking to her. I was telling her I was taking myself out of her life, avoid contact, unless she was... Unless she was amenable to counseling. She is married with children and now a grandmother. Have I done the right thing, or should I just keep the peace and ignore what she says to me? I have tried many times to address my hurt with civil conversation, i.e., that really hurt my feelings, to which she replies something like, oh, well.
It'll be real. This is one of those emails that really cries out for a phone call, because there's a whole lot of backstory that I'm just going to have to surmise. All right, if she's a grandmother, although you could be a grandmother at, 39? I mean, in theory, you could be a grandmother well before that. Yeah. So if I had to guess, I would guess that you had her early, she had her child early. I don't know if she's, she's not a single parent. I don't know if you were a single parent. There's just so much here that I don't know. And it would be incredibly helpful for both of us. So either, I suppose you can send me a follow-up email or you can call me at some point. But let me do the best I can with what I've got, which isn't nearly as helpful as having more. But having said that, okay. Verbal barbs. This is a classic example of stupid and cheerful. If your daughter said, and again, a classic, you know, a barb would be really helpful to know specifically the words. For example, it may be that you're saying to her that you're being critical of her parenting, or that that you're saying something that she interprets as being critical or judgmental. And you may say, well, I was only doing it to be helpful, or I was only being honest, or I'm her mom. But it sounds to me from what you're telling me that she views you as not approving of her and critical of her, and therefore her response to you is either to head that the best defense is a good offense, or that so historically she's responding, even though at that moment you may not have said anything particularly hostile, that she's responding to previous comments that she viewed as judgmental or negative, and or there, so it's either previous or current. So the first thing to do is to look at what precipitated what happened just before her barb and make sure that it was at best neutral or hopefully positive. The two of you have such a charged atmosphere around each other that even if you said, how are you doing today, she could view that as hostile. Well, what are you suggesting? I'm not okay. Or if you say, for example, it took you a while to answer the phone. If you get a negative enough context that surrounds the two of you, which it sounds like is true, that asking about the weather is going to be viewed as hostile. What? You're trying to see if my hair is going to look terrible? So see if you're going to have to do this on your own because you didn't give me enough specific to be able to point you in that direction. But look at the comment that you made just before her comment. Look at past comments. Ask yourself if you'd heard what you said, would you view it as hostile? Because you might. So I have to work on the assumption, having no real information here, that it's unprecedented, which is unlikely. Possible, but unlikely. But I don't have anything to work on here. And I don't want you paying no attention to what I say because you say, well, but I didn't do anything like this. So look and be incredibly harsh with yourself about saying, could that possibly be misinterpreted? And if so, then you know at least the place to start. If you either can't or won't or don't, then stupid and cheerful. If she says, Mom, I don't need you to say that, or then you could just laugh and say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. And you don't have to be hostile about it. All you have to do is say, that's my daughter. You've always been so independent. In other words, you don't have to respond to her hostility. And if she really wants you, if she wants to communicate that she's really angry with you, let her be more specific so that you know that you said something that hurt her feelings, or that you missed her daughter's birthday party, or that you weren't willing to babysit her. I don't know really what's going on here. But cutting off all communication with her is not going to solve anything. And our kids can get us in a way that nobody else can. But reminding ourselves that we're the parent and that we're the adult and we actually have even though they have a lot of power to wound, that we really are still the authority figure. We're still the parent, even if they fight that a lot. And so just deciding if this was a friend of yours or a neighbor or even a stranger, it's very likely you would say, tell me what I could do differently. Or do not say, if I've done something to offend you, I apologize, because that's not an apology at all, and that'll just make her angry. If you know what you did, apologize for it, change it, ask her what she would like in return. If you're not sure, saying, you know, I've spent a lot of time going over this, and I honestly don't know what I did to make you angry, but if you'll tell me, I'll do something about it, because I want us to have a better relationship. Think about your relationship with your mom, and if it was better than your relationship with your daughter, figure out why, how your mother behaved and how you behaved. If it's worse, make sure that you're not replicating it. So cutting off communication just means you've got a void, and none of those hurt feelings are going to go away. Your hurt feelings aren't going to go away. Her hurt feelings aren't going to go away. You can take a breather from it so you have a perspective, but I think cutting off relationships with her, especially putting in writing, is not a very good idea. And what you can do is say, let's go get a mani-pedi together, or figure out, I mean, you raised her. You know what makes her happy. You probably know what makes her unhappy. She certainly knows those things about you. And sort of trying to figure out how to work together to make a better relationship. And understand, as she gets older, she's going to have less tolerance with you pulling the mom card. You know, I'm your mom, you have to treat me with respect. It's certainly true that it would be nice to be treated with respect, but respect quite often needs to be earned, and it needs to be adjusted. The things that are respectful that you could demand of her when she was 5 or even 15 are not necessarily the things you can demand of her or even ask of her when she's 35. So look at your own behavior, stupid and cheerful, make some overtures to her about how you could have a better relationship, or call me back and give me specifics. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.